Okay. Simon Shinpei is from Malacha Le'Avel. There's a lot of details here in the next 10 Se'ifim about all kinds of business deals. Which we won't go into all of them. Just maybe a few basic nekudos. If you look, for example, at Yud Gimel, im yeshker yom sh'ob stay ha'avel afil b'irachers lo yaseh, yeshker yom is very similar to Hilchos Shabbos. I hire someone and I hire them, I buy the right to the work of their guf, then it's considered my work. If I give someone a job and pay them a fixed amount for the job, then they're really working for themselves, and it's considered their work. So if the avel is a sker yom, someone who works for him, pays by the day, he owns this fellow's labor, then he's not allowed to work. So that's considered the avel's work in Shemitah, as opposed to if you're bet saisamalach to be at a herm bekabulanos, the davar tolish beis yas beis bim yasin. If it's kabulanos, the avel gives someone else work to do, but give them a fixed price for the work. The fellows would be called an independent contractor in tax law. He's working for himself, then he can't do it in the avel's house because that looks bad. But he can do it in his own house. And that's the basic rule. Very similar to the rules of Shabbos, etc. If the Avel is a worker working for him, that's aser. If the Avel has a someone who's just doing a job for a fixed price on his own called Kaplanis, then it's mutter as long as it's not Marasayin. What would be Marasayin? Two examples of Marasayin again. Very similar to Shabbos. Maybe even totally equivalent. One Maris Ayin would be if the Kavlan is working in the Avel's house, that would be clearly Maris Ayin. The Avel hires a tailor. Come, you know, fix my clothes, you get 50 shekel for the job. And he does it in the Avel's house, that would be also in the tailor shop, that would be okay. And the second example is also your test. You etc. If it's something which is building on the ground, which is very visible, that everyone knows whose land it is, then it's mutter, then it's usher, because the Maris Ayin, same on Shabbos, except for the exception, if there are goyim, and his shops are yantim, it's outside of the tchum, and no Jews could see anyway, then it's okay. Pretty rare exception. Okay, so that's the basic halachos. what if okay, and those are the sort of common questions. The other cases are much more uncommon. And again, you could use this in Hilchos Shabbos also.
A salaried worker.
A salaried worker is a sker yom. Salaried worker is sker yom. And therefore, the salaried worker should be asur to work for the avel during the avel's avelus. However, nowadays, we're more makel because of what I quoted to you from the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't remember which sif I said in the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe if you have very good notes, you can remember what sif of Aruch HaShulchan I said. I said, Vav. The Aruch HaShulchan is a big kula here in Se'if Vav, which would change this theoretical halacha. What does he say? He says, V'lchein nir lem yizdaiti, d'bal malacha machzik po v'mashalim lahem, yichul nasos malachto, afilu b'yom rishon, sher ein l'cha dover aved yosem yizeh, sh'mashalim mikisu dat kol yom, etc. V'lo dummy, etc. Okay, what does he say? He says, Bekula, if you have to pay them anyway, remember that was like feeding the horses? If you have to pay them anyway, like modern day, someone owns a business, modern day, usually you have to pay your workers anyway because you have a long-term contract. Not that you hire day laborers. You don't pick up day laborers on the street usually. Some industries you still do, but mostly not. You know, you have people working in an office or a factory. If you close, you have to pay their salaries anyway. Not always. Sometimes you have the right to send them on a vacation for a certain amount of time, you know, and not pay them. But that's not usually the common case. So in one upon a time, there were much more day laborers. Nowadays, the Aruch HaShulchan is a kula, which I think people use. If someone owns a business, their workers still work for them if they're sitting shiva. Why? Because remember, al yedei acher, there's always a heter davar ha'aved, and it's considered davar ha'aved, because you have to pay their salaries either way, unlike most of the time in the time of the Gemara.
Any profit that somebody with that type of thing
No, once it's a heter dover ha'avid, you can keep the profit. You don't have to give away the profit. Once the heter, there's a heter. Okay, so that's very important. Over Shulchan right here, Se'if Vav. Okay, let's go to Chaf Aleph. Big shaylas you see in the Ahronim, they all of a sudden perk up at Chaf Aleph. Until then, it's really a lot more theoretical questions. You know, a steer of genus, the diak of this, of the diak of that's it. But Chaf Aleph already, they perk up Vav Ha'isa. Shnei Shutfin Chenbarim She'ira Evel Le'echad Mehem. Right, this is based on a case of the Gemara. I forget who the two Amorim were. It doesn't say here exactly that they had a team of oxen together. And the Avel said, oh, my ox can't work. Right, basically, my half of the business has to be Bato. And they said, why? It should be Mutter. And I said, oh, because he's Adam Chasho. So something to do with some sort of Heter and Adam Chasho. Adam Rishami says it's always Usher, even not for Adam Chasho. So the Ravid and other Rishonim quoted in the Torah and the Beis Yosef say, well, there's a difference between for Hesya and Tzinnah, and that's also Chaf Adam Chashav. Adam Chashav is not because extra frumkite. Adam Chashav is because of extra notoriety. Let's read this inside. Shnei Shavim Chedvanim, they have a story together. She'ira Eva Lechemiam. Nolim Chanusam Shlo Yatsu Shit for Hesya. Even the other Shutav, obviously the Shutav can't work because of Avel, even the other Shutav can't work for Farhesya, because a Shutfus, the Farhesya is Aser. Avel Yachalas is the Tzinna of Sofes Vilezo, but the other Shutav can work Bitzinna. Avimha Eve, Avimha Avel, Adam Choshva, Shutfus, Nikol Shemosh, Shafilm Yasi, the Tzinna of Sofes, you can do it, she said, Machele, Avel Chilipo, Ashel Shemas, Vil Sofes. So again, the Gemara of Adam Choshva is not based on Adam Choshva being more from, like Big Rabbi has to be more from, which we find someplace in Shas. This is just based on an important person being well known. Meaning, if the Abel is so important that everyone calls the business by his name and his partner wherever he works, it's going to be called his work. People are going to view it as his work. Then it would be Usher because basically Tzinna becomes like Farhesya. Basically, Adam Chashav is just like a hikotimtzi that turns Tzinna into Farhesya. The principle here is if there is a Shutfus, then they have to, then if it's Farhesya, meaning either in public or even in private, but it's everyone, the guy is so chashav that everyone associates the partner with him, then it would be usher even for the partner. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan says, isn't it like a daravi for the partner, etc.? So he suggests, we'll get to that in a minute. Oh, let's get to that in a second. Yes. Okay. Here, I just want to point out the Achronim go to town here because basically, like, no one was really able to be homemade in this Isser. That the Shutfim should not work while their Shutf is an Avel. Atain if the Avel doesn't work. The Shutf, it really seems like the whole history of this is just a question of exactly what's the best way to, like, technically find a solution to get around this Isser. The classic solution was, it's basically Chubak Sivkatan Dalid. Excuse me. Goats, I'm Chubak Sivkatan. So first, initial order, Shinog, but you're the only Mocher Chanus, of course, Lechem Yudah. Basically, they would sell the business. The Avel would sell it to someone else. Either he would sell it all to his partner, or he would just sell it to a third party. His case is not even Shutfus. He just Tom sold his business. So that is a great question. So here, if you look at what Chassam Sofer answered, the Chassam Sofer says that Heshev, Hine Shamat Miga Olam, the Shutfim, and one of them, his relative was a Goses, then in their town, they proactively send one of the rabbinic council of the town, named Mani Akal, one of the leaders of the town, to get him to, Shemavatla Shutfus, meaning he wrote to withdraw from the Shutfus. Basically, before death, that some sober says that's a good minute to have. The guy withdraws from the Shutfus, then he's not part of the Shutfus anymore. That only works when you're Goses. But what about if he didn't get a chance to before and someone died suddenly of a heart attack and wasn't a Goses? Then the question is, what about B'shas Aninus? So says the Chassam Sofer, during Aninos, you're not supposed to sell your business during Aninos. An Onen also is we Ashkenazim, remember we Paskin, that an Onen also has only Serv of Avelos, also can't buy and sell businesses. So he says, but maybe there's only Mitzchus, because otherwise they come to Dora Ave and come to even more Kulas, and therefore maybe better be relying on the Mechilim, B'Shas Aninos. Basically, some Sofer says he doesn't love the minig of selling B'Shas Aninos, but after all, remember, so Pashut, the Rambam says an old man doesn't have any Yisur on it. He does a little funny. He doesn't have Yisur Avelos. Does that mean he's allowed to go to work and do business and be totally distracted from the base? Obviously not, but nonetheless, you know, maybe just do a quick kinyan is okay. Kitzer, the Chassam Sofer says before death is glatt during Aninos, he doesn't like it, but in Limchos, and we should let this minna go because it's better than not selling. And then comes Avelos and such a dumber Ave, he ends up doing even bigger kulas. Better just get it out of the way beforehand and not have to come on to apparently with, you know, they tried the experiment, didn't let people sell it during Aninos. Then during Avelos, all of a sudden, by the third day, it was never Aved, and they ended up working more. So it wasn't worth it. The I'm not going to get into all the details. Let's just mention a few of the kulas. It basically became a kubal that one could withdraw from the shutfus beforehand. What about the idea of Farhesya? So what about the idea of Farhesya? So notice he talked about Memone HaKohol in the Gilyan Marsha, he quotes here, Uber Prag Shulchan in the Memone HaKohol, Umisparsem Vishob Lekha Marasayin. Right? Says, they would dafka do it with a rabbi or the town leaders or something, because that would create more of a pirsum and take away the maris ayin, that even if the store stays open, it would be more meforsum that the money I call sold it. Nowadays, it's a little hard to imagine how you're going to have someone who arranged a siluk of the shutfus and has enough of a pirsum in our big world that everyone who goes to the store won't know. But nonetheless, nowadays, the minig is very, very clearly to be makel. Based on this, in this same Gilyan Marsha and the Shaviyakov and others, he says, you don't need a Kenyan Sudar, he can be a Salat B'Shutfas B'Dibar, but the Gesher Chaim says that L'Chachilo, one should do a Kenyan Sudar to withdraw from the Shutfas, because that gives a little more Pirsum, and it's we should try to get as much Pirsum as we can. The Gesher Chaim says it's good to have a Shleich Bezner, do a Kenyan Sudar, try to make as much Pirsum to make up for the fact the store is going to be open. The Gesher Chaim also says that basically our minhag is that it's better to sell it before Misa, but if someone didn't or they couldn't, they didn't know it was coming, then our minhag is to be makel. Some Sofer says we're not mochev, but our minhag is to be makel shasad chak, that we sell it bizman ha'aninos. Okay, there's a lot. What?
The motivation of this coming more from the fact that like, this would be difficult for people to be marketed about, or because it's unclear where this is in the first place in Shalom Kingdom?
No, it came from the Gemara, although it's unclear what the longest of it is, which I'll get to in a second. But I think just because it's hard. Okay, just a few other details that come up in the acronym here, and then I'll take some. I'll take a few questions. Mr. Chubas of Kutin Vav also mentioned Rabbi Akiva Eger, says that if Shutfin originally write in the contract that if anyone's an Avel, then they're out of the Shutfus for that week, that doesn't help. Because that's momish, like no one knows about that because it was written in a contract many, many years ago and no one really pays attention. So writing the contract, Pesach Vav, writing the contract to the original Shutfus, like a little clause, during Avelos, this, you know, the Avel is not a Shutfus and the other guy owns the whole thing. That doesn't help because that's not any person at all. Another big kula, tremendous kula, is Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes here, the kula of the Maharshal, based on putting together a lot of stuff in the Hakel. And the other one also quoted, what is his lashon here? I'm on the wrong page. Okay, says the Maharshal, that after 3 days, you can be makel on this, that the shutfus can open the store. Okay, comes a lot of stuff in Hakel to put that together. Lemaisa, let's say you have a case where, for whatever reason, one shutfus did not withdraw from the shutfus. And, you know, and you don't have a way around this. Then, even though it's a big, machlokes, then b'shas avchak we're somech on this marshal. Okay, well, there's a lot of details here in all the achronim in the smaller fonts, but we won't go into all of them. I'll just mention one thing. Two questions. Number one, it's not so clear exactly what where this is. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. It's not so clear exactly why this Isser is, because l'chora, the Shutev is working for himself. What can be this compared to? Sifyut Aleph. Avil Shesadevi Adachirim Ba'arisos. How did an Aris work? Remember Aris? I give some of the land, they give the labor, and we split the crops. Right? Meaning, same rule, for Goy and Shabbos, right? If the Goy benefits and I benefit, he's considered to be doing it for himself. Basically, the Shutev is clearly doing it for himself because he's getting half the profits. It's not 100% clear. The Shutev is doing it for himself, so he's getting half the profits. Why is this us in the first place? Why is he considered Sir Yom and not so looking for himself, who just incidentally benefits me? And this is a little controversial. Perhaps one could say that, it's a little tricky. The artist who, gets half the crops and doesn't own the land at all is considered working for himself. So Shutim, who gets half the profits and actually owns half the business also, shouldn't he, Kolshkin, be considered to be working for himself? So they're going to wonder about this. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, where's the Aruch HaShulchan? I apologize. He said this is really all one big Maris Ayin, because the bigger Farhesya. This is a bigger Farhesya. It's not also because it's really more the Ogil's work and the Shutav's work. No, if it's half and half, regardless of the exact numbers, then the Shutav is considered to be working for himself and really shouldn't be Usser. However, it's Usser because there is a, because of the Farhesya, it's Maris Ayin, it could easily look like, the Ogil is sort of running his own business during Avelos. There's a Chassam Sofer has a phrase in the Shot, Simon 324, Shin Kav Dalet, says Chil Avelos Parhesya. Seems to me this Isra of the Shot was not the regular Isra of Malacha on the Avel. So it's really Malacha. He's clearly Osa for himself. He's clearly doing it for himself. If this was a Goy and a Jew on Shabbos, that would be allowed to do it for himself. The Isra is because it's a big farhesia that you have, two guys' names on the store, Schwartz Greenberg department store, and Schwartz is sitting on Avelos, the department store is open. It's much more than an artist in a field. An artist in a field is not such a farhesia thing. Everyone sees him working in the field, but it's like one field and he's just working. It's not like something which is, has a big presence in the eye, in the life of the Rabbin. So Pashas, this is a special Isser because it is more of a farhesher, perhaps, which brings the Aruch HaShulchan to a fascinating discussion. Shotzim and Shin Chav Dalet. Fascinating discussion. He says, they're heter dover ha'aved for if Chav Aleph. What about it will dover ha'aved if you close the store? So he says, he thinks there shouldn't be a heter dover ha'aved. Why should there be a heter dover ha'aved? This is a special Isser of Farhesya, and that it really, really looks much worse. It's not the Isser of Velos itself. Maybe there should be no Isser of no Heter Dover Aved. You could have said that, there is a Heter Dover Aved, just the reason they have to close, because they're just not sending Marbiach. And the other shoes are also sometimes not Marbiach. What can you do? You're not always Marbiach. Anyway, the Maisa gives me a sopik here. Chav Zayin to Chav Ches Nirchon. Is there a Heter Dover Aved said Chav Aleph? What does it say in the end? He says, in the end, nowadays, he sees everyone be makel on this, and he doesn't know why everyone's makel on this halacha, and he says, people aren't only makel on shutfas, they're also makel on the guy scored himself, even if he doesn't have a shutfas. And he says, lemaisa, he thinks the limud's fuss for why everyone's makel on this, because they hold this heter dover aveid,
And in the old days, it wasn't a davar ha'aveh to keep your store closed for a week. Nowadays, it's a davar ha'aveh to keep your store closed for a week because there's so many ways you can lose money. He mentioned earlier that you might have to pay your polim anyway. And here he says that there's so much schora, and if you don't sell it, you're going to lose a lot of money because you take out credit and you won't be able to pay your credit. And Lamaisa, anyone nowadays who has to close a business for a long time is going to end up losing a lot of money, not just not being profit. There's a lot of expenses they're going to have to pay either way. There's a lot of potential losses that can come about. Life is much more complex than it once was. Maybe not if you're a very, very, very simple business. But most businesses are not so simple. And it's really not pashat. And Lamaisa, that's why the minig nowadays is to be mako. The minig nowadays is to be mako. Kitzer, bottom line, the minig nowadays is to be mako. Best thing is for the abel to sell his business or sell his partnership. If the Arshavit also has a discussion. What if it's only his business? Does it also help to sell it? Or no, that's only for the shufas. If it's only his business, even if he sells it for pure some people, it's still going to look like his. So the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that maybe if it's only his business, selling won't help. Lamaisa, what's the best thing to do now? Bottom line, before someone's an avil, the best thing to do is to sell their shufas, their business, the kinyan suitor to someone else, their manager or whatever. And then theoretically, they don't get any profits from the weekend famous. But the Chasam Sofer already said, if the guy wants to give him the profits as matana, we don't stop it. Meaning, they'll end up getting the profits. The best thing to do is to sell it, even though it's a bit of an excuse. The second best thing is even during Aninos to sell it, which is the second best thing. If someone doesn't get any rabbinic advice, doesn't sell their business, etc., and just stays open and runs, the managers run it by themselves, they also want to be someone come to the Aruch HaShulchan, to the Davar Ha'aveh. And Lamaisa, nowadays, it's very rare that someone actually closes their business. I mean, unless it's a one-man business. Obviously, it's a one-man law firm, and he's the only lawyer, then he doesn't go to the office. But I'm saying someone with a real store or a real factory or a real company, someone owns a big company or a big store, it's pretty rare to close it for a bailus. And nowadays, because they either use the heter of selling or they use the heter of the Aruch HaShulchan of Davar Ha'aveh. That's the bottom line. Yeah. That was because of he didn't really bring in Davar Ha'aveh. There he brought in that maybe the reason he said 3 days is I don't have it in front of me. I have a huge in front of me. But part of it is he had a svara that maybe svara is only also in the first 3 days. He came up the whole svara. Maybe svara is not really malacha. It's only sort of 3 days to steer in a bechi. What?
In the
marshal. Right. In the marshal. Ayin sham. He comes up with, so I think the problem is, he does, he might be talking about a pusha business where you're not going to lose money, just the shutter's not going to make money. And he doesn't, that's a too big of a homer for Ed. So I think he wants to be making even without Davar Ha'aveh. Okay. Chaf Beis, let's go to Chaf Beis quickly. Keep it a vice. Hadachos, kosos, atzos, amitos, emish, and malacha, lavel. Interesting. Housework is not malacha in the Yisrael. The Yisrael malacha novel is only work, not housework. Basically, you can do housework. Nowadays, clearly, you've been in a shiva, the Avil doesn't do any housework. Someone else does the housework for them. That's just being nice, milas chasadim. But technically, the Avil will be allowed to do his or her own housework, only what's necessary, not extra housework. Maybe you should get cooked in advance and freeze and can't, wash dishes that, you don't need. You can't just stop, clean up your house and do project spring cleaning. But it means the basic things you need.
Can you do in advance for other days of Avelos?
Yeah. Housemaid is allowed to, since this is her household, even though it's work, she's allowed to do the work in the house when she's an oval. That's to do housework, whether she gets paid or not. Big coolie, you might have said if it's your job, that's different. No, but if your job is housework, that's McLeod. There's sort of a low plug heter of housework. And she's allowed to. Okay, but Taz points out that doesn't mean she can do extra things just to make money for the household. Doesn't mean she can leave the house. She still has to give the other halachas to Avelos. But She's allowed to do housework. Okay. There's a few more halachos there, but side points. There's a whole discussion here. What about shamas and shul? Is that considered housework to set up a shul? Lamaisa nowadays, we're machal like the taz, the shamas should let someone else take care of the shul. Someone heard Shmuel Krova, right? Means they have to sit Shiva, but they're on a business trip. Nowadays, on a business trip, they come home.
For somebody who has a house minion, would that be more going to the Shamash?
I mean, it's setting up the chairs for the house minion. First of all, every Abel has a house minion, right? Every Abel has a house minion. They don't make a minion. You've participated in them many times. We'll be allowed to set up for the minion before. Again, nowadays, a clear minute of all of them, if there are other people around, then they try to patter the oval from all these things. That's a nice thing to do. But luckily, you'd be allowed to. Okay. He can't go home. There's no hopping on a plane going home in those days. You're with your caravan. You leave your caravan, you die, right? If you can minimize business and not do any business in the city you are, that's proper. That's better. Basically, this is, it's not really such a kiddush, it's just a weird scenario for our modern day minds. If someone is traveling on a business trip, they're traveling with a group, they have to stick to the itinerary. You can't go off on your own in a foreign country in those days. And they're in a city. They shouldn't do any work. They should just stick with their caravan. They can't get lost. They shouldn't buy or sell anything. But if they're then going to travel through the desert or something and run out of food, chay nefesh, then they could buy as much as they need because they have no choice. Skipping some words, you might. What does Mar say? If other relatives die, if you want to minimize business. It's up to you how much you want to extra mourn for them. But if someone's parents die, then they're chayav. They must minimize business. Now, the question is, what do you minimize business? It's usher to do business. During Avelos. Not a matter of choice. And only for parents. So here the Beis Yosef brings down three answers. One answer is Rashi says something about Schora, minimizing Schora. It could be this not the way we paskin. Maybe Rashi thinks that only Melach is Hasser, but buying and selling is mutter during Shiva. And then for parents, you shouldn't, and for other relatives, optional. So if you hold that buying and selling is not part of the Isser Melacha, you could say it's referring to buying and selling, which is not Hasser. Of course, that doesn't help for us. We say it is part of the Yesh Malacha. Second shot, he quoted from the Muki Yosef quoted, but it's really from Tosfos. He says it means Dover Aved. Maybe it means Dover Aved. And the third shot, it means, and he thought this was in the Doikul Rama, means during Shloshim. So clearly it has to be something mutter. It has to be optional for other relatives. Either so buying and selling is mutter, which is not how we pass. No, Dover Aved is mutter, but nonetheless, for parents, you should still not do it. And for other relatives, your choice, or it means after Shiva during Shloshim. Interestingly, what is the Mechaber Mechriya here, even though Beis Yosef seems to lean a different way? Schor Muter Slokum Dover Aved. He says, for example, Dover Ha Aved, even a Dover Ha Aved, he should, what do you mean, you might? You might, the Chor doesn't mean it's or Dover. It literally means minimize. Someone's parent died, even a Dover Aved during Shiva, they should try to minimize using judgment. For other relatives, optional. The Gesher Chaim says it's also designed to be macro like the Rambam. Between Shiva and Shloshim, for parents, it's good to do less, minimize, you know, any work for the next 23 days, which is, of course, much more began. And for other relatives, it's optional. Okay, so the Maisa, what's the special grammar for parents? You should try to even minimize Dover Aved. And the Gesher Chaim says also not with the round, try to minimize within 30 days, but all, you know, using judgment. On all relatives, for 30 days, you can't go on a business trip far away. To eke a person gadol, the domo of simcha, because it's very loud, I guess. And it's like a simcha. You're going in a big caravan, a smash my heart, maybe there, because it's a big party. In those days, it was like
you went on a caravan and a business trip with people. It's like you're with the same people for a long time and it was a big deal. And obviously you try to have fun and you have entertainment and whatever. It was a party. So therefore it's usher for 30 days. But of the emo, this like haircuts, this usher even more than 30 days until his friends yell at him and say, come with us. It seems obvious to me. I don't need to say it seems obvious to me. We don't really have this. Leilich was forming Rachel the Shayara Gedola. Right now, someone goes on a business trip. What does it mean they go on a business trip? They take a plane. They're in a hotel room someplace. They don't. It's not a lot of fun. Business trips are not fun nowadays. So I think it's possible that you're allowed to go on business trips nowadays, Ben Shloshim, because it's not fun at all nowadays. It's very not. I mean, ask anyone's gone on business trips. It's like the least fun thing. It's much more fun to be home with your family than to be in a hotel room in a strange place. In those days, remember, the caravan stuck together. You had your people. You were stuck together for a month or two or a few weeks, and you made the best of it and made a party out of it. It's very far from a party. The horror, but similar to that nowadays, is a cruise, right? This is the equivalent of a cruise, right? People go on cruises. Cruises are like a big party. It's just one big entertainment. Lachora, it's us. The modern day equivalent is, and the Gesher Chaim writes this explicitly, it's us to go on a cruise nowadays for Shloshim or Achi Yigur or Bo Havira. Because that is a big pirsum of, you know, a big happy thing where a lot of people are together for a long time just entertaining themselves. Lachora, that's your equivalent. Yeah, Shloshim, sometimes they have these like business conferences, like sometimes these medical conferences nowadays, which like, you know, it's illegal for a drug company to pay doctors bribes to prescribe their drugs. And also, if they did, then it would be considered like taxable income for the doctor, and it wouldn't be worth it. So what they do is they make a conference that just educate doctors about things. And like they do a little bit of an excuse and have like a little conference. And it's basically the way of bribing the doctors. And they get an expense paid vacation to a big conference someplace. And it's a big party. So after that kind of business travel would still be bechlal. You know, suddenly these business conferences were like, the conference is really like just an excuse to, to go to a hotel and have a good time with people and hang out with people. Lachor, that would be bechlal. But regular business travel was really the opposite of what the Shulchan Aruch is discussing. Cruises are really what the Shulchan Aruch is discussing. That's Mefurish in the Gesher Chaim. He says, you're not allowed to go to a cruise. Yeah, there are three pshatim as to what was mutter, but nonetheless within this. One is Sfora, which we pass in Zasser. Second is Dabar Ave. Third is between 7 and 30 days. There's no Issa Malacha after 7 days within Shloshim, but nonetheless, I love the emo you might, you should do less. Yeah, that's what the Gesher Chaim is Macher for.
And was it that people will do that nowadays?
I don't know what people really do. What would that mean? That would mean that you should do less work, if possible, you know, within 30 days to, like, focus more on the Avedos and, you know, and what do people do? People really do this, Gesher Chaim? I must admit, I'm not sure. It's very hard to tell exactly what Yemayim means.
Like,
there's different levels of going to work. But I could see someone saying, look, you know, I just sat shiver for my parents, you know, for a few weeks, we're not going to have the new initiatives. I'm not going to pull the all-nighter, you know, I'd say leave it to someone's judgment, you know. Okay. Shin Pei Aleph. Eser Rechitza V'Sicha Le'Avel. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Rechitza Ketan. Otzer Lerchot's Kol Gufo Achilu Betzonei. An oven not allowed to shower his whole body, even in cold water. Not only to use hot water in any part of his body, but he can wash his hands and face, etc. Feet in those days. Nowadays, we don't really wash our feet more than the rest of our body so much. Can wash his hands and face and feet in cold water, but not hot. And his whole body can't wash even in cold water. What about lukewarm water? What about in between water? Even in between water, even lukewarm water is usher. I think that's accepted by all the Sfarim I've seen nowadays. There's no heter at all for the body, even for the hands, only real cold water, not in between water. Continuing. If he was dirty, got full of mud and excrement, etc., right? Someone all of a sudden gets dirt all over their body, then they're allowed to wash normally, meaning whatever's necessary to get them clean, because the answer is only to wash for tanyug, for comfort, to feel good. If there's a specific thing, after you fell into a pile of mud, then you're allowed to take a shower. There's only shiva. We never heard of an isra chitza past shiva. After shiva, there's no isra chitza. There are certain things also during shloshim. Bathing is not one of them. Elisha nagwa inna. The minig Ashkenaz, far don't have this. Lesser kol rechitza kol shloshim yom. Ashkenazim answer all 30 days. Now, if you look up a roach, even just washing your hair. The aimless shanos haminig kiminig kogel v'syasim yvasikim. Right, this is like a bit of a strong formulation, right? You shouldn't deviate from this minhag, because it's an old minhag founded by Gedolim. The Rama takes this minhag very, very, very seriously. Interesting. It's very funny because I think if you ask any Ashkenazic Orthodox Jews, no one's heard of this minhag. I actually saw once that we don't have this minhag anymore nowadays. We don't have this minhag anymore nowadays. But many, many of all the modern day Sfarim I've seen all quote this minhag. Why do they all quote this minhag? His father was saying this. We don't have this minhag nowadays. I think as the Rama says, aimless shanus haminhag, committed kadam of yasel tivasikin. So people are afraid to be mishanif in this minhag. Okay, so let's say you want to keep this minhag. It's very unclear, you know. What is this Rama mean? Lashanos haminhag. But if no one's knowing anymore, is this Rama still alive? Lashanos haminhag. But let's say you want to keep this minhag. How strict is this minhag? Maybe we should be afraid to be mishana after the Rama is saying Lashanos haminhag. How strict is this minhag? It's a big machlokes. Look at the shots of cotton aleph. Sorry, where is it? Here it is. It says rechitza kol shloshim, not like it's printed by kol rechitza kol shloshim. Not all rechitza is also during shloshim. Only some rechitza. The vada rechitza v'tzoni like yisurklal. Of course, there's no iser to bathe in cold water for shloshim. Obviously, that iser does not extend to cold water. That iser is only for hot water. And here we have a tremendous machlok is what the shach meant, or you know. How we paskin? If you look in the Dogma Mirvava, he says the Hainu pun of Yadav Araglov Aval Kol Gufo Gambatzonin Osli Don Kol Shloshim. He said, no, the Shach didn't mean you're allowed to shower in cold water during Shloshim. He just meant it's the same as Shiva. You can wash your hands in cold water. Says Riki Be'eger here. Nira li kavanaso, etc. Master and bubble host, etc. etc. Blaze, Kimna Shakli, Chocolate, Haina Komash, also become Dina Kol Zion, also be Tanaman and Kol Lamed. He agrees with Dongo Ervava. The Shach only meant to matter your hands in cold water, but of course you can't bathe your whole body in cold water. And then he brings another Raya for the answer to this Kash on the Shach and the answer to this Kash on the Raya. Then he says, after I wrote this, then I have to go back because I saw in the El Yorava who says, no. He seems to have understood the Shach that Rechim Tzonei is much of the Gamre, and he thinks that's crazy. So here is the whole question of Rechitza Tovah Shlothem, obviously, I mean Achar Shiva, the Din, the Machaber says Mutter, the Ramah says Minhag Lassar. What does that mean nowadays? Again, this is like third hand, but they say that the Rav said we don't have this Minhag, but the other posts can say it's still usser. Then the question is, what's usser? What's usser? Says the Shach Bitsonei Mutter. What did the Shach mean? The Elio Rava said Afilu Kol Gufo. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Dogomer Vava says Rak Panav Yadav Vit Raklov. That is a big
Chumra. What do all the other achronim say? The Pesachei Chuvas of Cotton Bay says, I am a Dogomer Vava, etc. I am a Chuvaschein. I'm not sure who the Chuvaschein says. A Yerush Shemayim should be Machmir, but for other people, you can be Mekel on Friday. But obviously, don't go swimming in the river. Okay, so, you know, that was a very, very small kula. You know, for other people on Friday, one can be Mekel. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he has a long discussion, he quotes many, many acronyms, says, Dabar Pasha, the Eliyahu whose Rav is right. He brings the Chachmas Adam like that, from the Derech HaChayim like that. Lemaisa, Aruch HaShulchan, I think it's Rome Post. All right, I never checked. But and our minhag is, meaning, I don't know what our minhag is, it's very hard to tell. But all the modern day Sfarim from the Gesher Chaim down, all Paskin like the Aruch HaShulchan, they say even this minhag of not bathing for a month, there's only hot water, cold water is mutter. And I looked in the art scroll, is it your book? Jesse's book? The art scroll book, and he said that he didn't have a muck or no talk. He said, yeah, and lukewarm water is also mutter. Even though lukewarm water is considered hot for the din, but for the minhag, so therefore, lemaisa, even if someone is makbid on this minhag, it may be good because the Rama says ein shanos, and all the modern day poskim bring it down. Well, again, it's a very tricky one. He says even kol gufo, and as the art school book, who's that? We're simply putting Cohen, right? The author of halachos of many things. Afilu the potion. So therefore, maximum is to be machmer on hot water, but you can still be mekel on lukewarm water. That's the maximum one should be machmer for. Especially since nowadays many witnesses anyway, not so pashut. But you know, even to be machmer, it's enough to. There's the truth. There's many other problems. There's no point just making bigger lists. And certainly all the achronim, if you look in the small print, all of kulas, if someone's sick, if it's Erev Yontif, if there's some other reason, I'm sure we're Mekel, but even though achronim can be Mekel, like the Eli Rama's shot in the Shach, that cold water is okay, and even lukewarm water is okay, as long as it's not nice hot water.
But not Sfardim.
Sfardim don't have this at all, yeah. And most of the chumras we have Sfarim don't have it all. It's very unclear. The big mystery is Mehechin Tesi, right? Like, why would we ask? It's very clear in the Gemara. There's only some Shiva. Why we ask it here? I admit the theories are a little creative. The theories, I admit, are a little creative. Where you can find these theories on the page of the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. The Taz, Simchat Aleph, quotes two theories. The Arzarua says, because he might, if you shower, you might comb your hair. And you're not allowed to comb your hair in Avelos. And he points out that we actually paskin as much as comb your hair in Avelos, because it's double shaving is top and haircut. It's not considered a haircut. Right? So one theory is because it might lead to combing your hair. Okay. That can't be, because we hope you're allowed to comb your hair. Second theory is the Marshal. He says, because it might lead to shaving. Because whenever people go to the bathhouse, they always shave. They also shave. You know, he says, in that case, maybe a cholamoy should be mutter because you can't shave anyway. That's also, these are both very strange theories. Really, maybe it's just Sama Chora. Like, they want to be very sad. So it's very unclear. These two theories that Taz brings down from the Gedolim, Gedolim, Rishonim, and Achronim, the Yerushalayim says it could lead to combing your hair, and Marshal says bleed to shaving, are both a little rachok. Maybe it's just Sama. Maybe you don't need any special reason. It's just they decided to be extra sad. Again,
even Bashar Krovim.
I think the world would say that was true once upon a time, but nowadays you're a very different lifestyle, and you know that's not a minhag that's Sibri Cholam Amud Bo. But you know, if one wants to be makar for this minhag, like because the lush of the Ramah is sort of makes you. Want to be machmir, then still one can be mekel, be poshrim, so you don't have to walk around unbathed.
time. Not, again, not done during Shiva. During Shiva, even cold water is also for your whole body, and potion we're not even for your hands. But we're talking about this minhag. One can be mako and poshrim very comfortably. And I think if, you know, most people are not machmer at all in this minhag and just assume this Ramah doesn't apply anymore, then, you know, you don't have to correct them. Yeah, I think a Yirei Shamayim should be machmer after what the Ramah said. But, you know. One other thing that everyone in the world thinks that's not true. Every Orthodox Jew I've ever met, that's an exaggeration. Thinks that there's a heter shower for Shabbos during Shiva because Shabbos is doche avilos. Okay, that is completely untrue and illogical because Shabbos is only doche avilos befar hesya. Meaning clearly, not only is there a heter to wear untorn shirts on Shabbos, it's a chiyo, it's also to wear torn shirts on Shabbos. Clearly, not only is there a heter to sit on chair on Shabbos, it's also to sit on the floor on Shabbos because that's avilos befar hesya. You know, now their heter's little shul. It's also to stay home on Shabbos in the middle of Parhesia. But showering is not Parhesia. Generally, we shower. We're very mocked with the shower batzina for good reasons. So there's actually it's a myth. The heter Shabbos being docha avilos has nothing to do with rechitza. There's no heter of rechitza on Shabbos. However, if we get to Sif Gimel, go ahead of ourselves a little bit, didn't call an istinus. An istinus is someone who is delicate and needs to bathe because of their delicacy. Someone's likely to be a little sick or whatever. They don't bathe. They have a weak constitution. Whatever. That's how they used to conceptualize medicine in the old days. But one could say that nowadays we're so used to bathing that it might cost us a tremendous tsar if we don't bathe for too long. And therefore, nowadays, the minhag is that als istinus, if someone really can't go so long without showering, then they can take a quick shower during avilos als istinus. And if it turns out that Erev Shabbos is a time when, you know, could sort of break up the avilos, so they can manage, you know, they can't manage 7 days without any shower, they can manage one shower in the middle, then they do it Erev Shabbos, because once you're going to use the heterisness anyway, you might as well use it for Shabbos. But it's not per se, there's no heter of showering for Shabbos, that is a myth. The only heter of showering for Shabbos is if someone has a heter of istinus, but if someone is like, they won't smell as good, but they can live without showering. Then there's no heter of shower for Shabbos. That's just a myth.
Person like sweating and smells bad, like they'll keep pressing if it's not shower for Shabbos.
You're saying nowadays people smell good. So if one guy smells awful, maybe that would be Farhesia. It's not found in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's true nowadays. Maybe. I think you're right. If so, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Do I notice how people smell when I go to shower?
Didn't shower.
Depends what.
What if they didn't shower?
Maybe. Okay, that's a good answer. I haven't thought of that. Maybe it's Parhesia that everyone smells you on Shabbos. You know, you walk in shul on Shabbos, all of a sudden the whole shul smells bad. You're like, oh, why does the whole shul smell terrible? Oh, because this guy's a veilus. So maybe it's a veilus for Hesia. Okay, that's a good answer. Okay, shtreich. Okay. What? I mean, I think if, you know, I don't know, do you really... I'm wondering, how about yeshiva bachers? How about yeshiva bachers who don't shower more often than once every 7 days? Right? Do we notice? Not that we shower. How about yeshiva bacher on Thursday and Friday? Do we notice how he smells? Some people do.
There's some yeshivas walk into it. It's very apparent.
Yeah? Okay.
And the buses, you know, like close to Tisha.
Yeah, I know Rav Avadya used to complain about that. Because it's the same minig, the Rav said the same minig Ashkenaz, that Ashkenazim don't shower in the 9 days, and Sfardim say, what are you talking about? It's only during Shiva. Shiva's only Tisha B'Av. Anyway, okay. So if everyone tells them they smell it, then I guess if someone smells bad, then they should take a shower of Shabbos to not be available for Hesia. Okay. That's item one of Michal Shabbos. Base. Sicha ketza. What's the answer? Sicha also losoch smearing nowadays. They don't really smear so much. Sometimes people put on moisturizer, things like that. They used to put on oil all the time. I don't know. Nowadays, that's common, but some people put on moisturizer or other things. A feel of kosher, even a kosher mechayim in the tano, the whole haver hazuama mutter, but if it's to get rid of a bad smell, then it is okay. The big machlokas, what about, or to get rid of some bad filth, whatever, really probably means, what about deodorant? What's deodorant? Is deodorant, they have the same machlokas about tishba, about Yom Kippur, etc. Is deodorant considered the heter of haver hazuama, or deodorant considered... No, that's sichel tana to make you feel good, etc. Not so pashat, really not so pashat. Okay, you know, velos people often be very makel. I think someone could be makel. Obviously, for a fuah, the doctor prescribes. You have to put on this ointment, whatever, because you're sick. When she should have tatum rosh, someone has sores, then it's for sure okay. Gimel, what if it's a case where it's medically necessary to bathe? Yoledes avela shetricha lirchotz, right? She needs for medical reasons after having a baby to bathe. Motzer b'cheman, they say ruv yirvashi, someone has terrible lice in their head. Motzer lach avroshi, can wash their hair. B'chamin logermi istnis. It's no worse than an istnis. Shemotzer lach, it's called gufo. An istnis, someone who's delicate. The parenthesis here says that, they're very chilled, and if they don't bathe in hot water a lot, they'll catch a cold. And they'll get sick. So an isthmus is mutter. The low coming shomer isthmus ani matir lo eladav shu yodua shu isthmus or snag benikios. Even lo yirchatz itzar harve v'yomu de mechosh. Not everyone says an isthmus can bathe or avelos. Only if it's known that a person is always very finicky about cleanliness, and it'll be a tremendous tzar if they don't bathe, and they'll come to a mechosh. They won't feel well. Okay, how do you translate this to nowadays? It's a little tricky. But again, I think nowadays we have a very different very different reality of how often we bathe. And sometimes, if someone, especially in the summer, they go for many, many days without bathing, they can mamish be mitzar harbe. Not just they smell, but mitzar harbe. And then, whether weekday or Shabbos, I think if someone's really mitzar, then they would have a heterosis. The Pisrei Chuvers who gotten Gimel brings up with the meal. He says, what if someone has lice in their clothes? And it's also just like lice in your hair, you can wash your hair. Lice in your clothes, you can wash your clothes. Nowadays, I don't see that's relevant because we have different clothes to put on instead. That's if you only have one clothes. Again, what's he saying? Theoretically, this whole heter of, I think, istinus, of koli, of mechosh, would also apply to laundry. It would be a heter if necessary. Something to keep in mind. Certainly, if not for avelos, at least during the 9 days, etc. That when it's really a case of a tsar or a mefush or something, then that's also not through laundry. Even though, again, nowadays, someone's saying shiva, lechora, if they need to, first of all, they usually don't change their clothes. They don't have to tear a new, sure. But if they need to, then, less than change their underwear, right? Because if you don't change your underwear, then you really become its tire, etc. Just like 9 days, then it would be motor. They're regular clothes, usually we don't lice in it, so they just keep it on.
Undergarments should not be changed until you get to that level.
That is a great question. We should have wrote the article book. He deals with all the modern shilas. Should one, I know that in the 9 days, we're much more makel about this, right? What about Shiva? Are we also much more makel about this? And how makel are we about this during Shiva? Maybe we'll look at the modern day books and fill in. Dalid misha tachua avelos sheiru shnei avelos deacherzem motzel of the kufa b'tzonim. Even though called kufa b'tzonim is also during Shiva. Remember, we pass like Shabbat and Shachar is motzel during Shloshim, even for Ashkenaz and Machmir. But it's also during Shiva. If someone has two avelos in a row, lo aleinu, and it's more than 7 days, Chazal give a special heter to wash in cold water because it's too hard to go so long. Nida shezamet matulos me'evla eina. Yeah.
Is that only if it's 7 days and then
7 days? No, I think it's just 7 days and some more days.
At the 7 days.
Exactly. After 7 days ends, and then they'd be allowed to take a cold shower.
Before he has two more days left.
Yeah. Nina tovel. So Nina doesn't tovel. Why is Nina tovel? Because we paskin tefillah bezmana. Lav mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to tovel davka. It's only a mitzvah to tovel to be with her husband, since she can't be with her husband anyway. Therefore, there's no mitzvah to tovel, so she can't tovel. At the Ramah, it's a funny Ramah, very, very, very controversial. For sure, she can't wash in order to Lubos Lubanim means in order to do a Hefsek Tara and start the Shemanikiyah. Right? Nowadays, we don't think of this. Like, it's not part of our ritual that, you know, we take a bath to start Shemanikiyah because we're always sort of clean and hygienic. We're always pretty clean and hygienic. But in those days, you know, during the Nidah, there would be blood all over. How do you start Shemanikiyah? You have blood all over. How are you going to know you're clean? So you have to do a thorough washing, you know, which is not a normal thing to do. So he says, hey, she can't even tovel, which is a big mitzvah. Kol shekein, she can't wash herself to start Shiva Nikiyam, which is not a mitzvah in and of itself, just a hesher mitzvah, preparation. But after Shiva, even though the Isra Kitzim Kol Shloshim Kol Makam Himu Teres, but nonetheless, then she's mutter, Raksha Shana Rechitza Ksas, but do it a little differently. Which the acronym say means don't wash her whole body, just, you know, her legs, etc. And she should wear, switch into a white dress and a white sheet, so she won't have any sveikos in the Shivanikiyam. The pasuk the Ramah sounds like if a woman has to start Shivanikiyam to a hefsek tara during Shiva, she shouldn't. She should wait till after Shiva to do the Hefsek Tara. That's what the Ramah sounds like. However, the Taz says, no, the Ramah didn't mean to be that, to not start Shiva Nikiyam and delay going to the mikvah in the next week. That's crazy. Rather, he says, rather what it meant is she should start Shiva says the Taz here, the Ramah meant to start Shiva Nikiyam without washing. She should do a Hefsek Tara without properly washing herself. And that's what we mean with Ramah. So there are two possible pshatim in the Ramah. And that's the Gilui Nar Shah also takes his other pshat in the Ramah. What are the two possible pshatim in the Ramah? One, not start Shiva Nikiyam, which is a big chiddush. That's taking away the mitzvah of going to the mikvah next week when she can't be with her husband. Second shot in the Ramah, which is what the Taz quotes, also I think the Yoli Marsha quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, same shot. No, the Ramah meant to start Shiva Nikiyam, but without washing at all. Because the Ramah thought you could start Shiva Nikiyam without washing B'shas Adkach. We passing like neither shot in the Ramah. Says the Shach and the Taz, quoting the Masas Binyamin, the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel, the Masas Binyamin, sorry, the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel, the Taz in Sivkot and Beis, says, what do you mean, Adaraba? Tvila, there's no heter because it's not necessary. She can't be with her husband anyway. However, Hefsek Tara is very necessary. She wants to be with her husband a week from now. By definition, a week from now, she won't be Shiva anymore. And therefore, of course, it's heter gomer. So it's for a big mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of toveling, so you can't sleep with her husband. Then Tvila is not as loud mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Hefsek Tara because then she can be with her husband in a week from now. And he says, we paskin pashtos, like the Mas Binyamin quoting the Shach and the Taz, that against the Ramah, heter gomer to wash for Shiva Nikiyam, just, they said, you know, to sort of minimize the washing, you know, only in the genital area where absolutely necessary. Of course, nowadays, we have more hygiene and the woman's whole body is not full of blood during the day. Anyway, so all you have to do is, you know, wash the immediate area. So halacha ma'aseh we pass like Mas Binyamin, do minimal washing necessary, and of course start Shiva Nikiyam, because that's a big mitzvah, because it's necessary for her to go to the mikvah sooner next week.
In terms of the not doing field, because, you know, Pesul is not allowed to, since she can't have Tashkent on many nights, what about the Sharmi and Koko, would you say also this?
Okay, that is a great question, especially for Sfardim, in Simon Shin Pei Gimel. He says, isn't other purva also a mitzvah? So shouldn't it still be mitzvah for the tovel just she could touch her husband? So I'm not sure. I haven't seen that discussed explicitly in the postgame. Maybe you could bring a proof from here that charge perv is not.
But then there would be again something incredibly special. Unless you say, I could think of two things. Either A, it's not enough of a mitzvah to permit washing during a bavus, or B, what might make a little more sense is that to tell her to go to the mikveh and then for them not to be together during a bavus, that might not be practical. To say, go to the mikveh and have kravos, but you know, won't come back to the mikveh, they have a big time to be together. So to say, go to the mikveh for sharp bavus and don't be together might just not be a practical idea.
I saw examples of that, right? She has her best house on the night of the mikveh.
Wow. Yeah, I hear the taina. Okay, I have to think about it more. It's a good question. It's a good question. Because if it's for a mitzvah, then it should be, it should be mutter, like the case of the hefsek tara. Maybe the answer is just you need to be a big mitzvah to mutter rechitza during shivan. It's not a big enough mitzvah. A bigger mitzvah than just, to not worry about Motzei Shabbos or Friday night and these other things. You really have no mucker to ask for at all. They're just like, made up in sort of disrespectful way, but like later made up in sort of, here, if it's a real din, maybe you need a bigger mitzvah, it's not a big enough mitzvah. That's what we'll stick with for now.
During a meal, there's no Yisrael Korbis, huh?
We'll get to that.
Could you
for Spartan, no. That's why I said for Spartan, it's a good question at least. And even Ashkenazim.
Well, the Hasidim were like, hermaphrodite to us, didn't you have one go look
at this? That's a good question, if they go on Shabbos. Do they go during Avelis? So again, I think not. My impression is not. It might be the same thing. So you need a real mitzvah. You need a bigger mitzvah not to bring Avelis, which would answer this question. You have to check with Chassid. On Shabbos, someone announced there's one Chassid in the Kolo. We have to check with him.
You go to the Kolo.
But anyway, so it could be that it's just you have a higher standard of mitzvah. It has to be a mitzvah. Gemurah mitzvah. Okay, Agav, the Taz here, yes, and then I'll mention Agav.
Is it, the mikvah is
We assume that it's a good question. What's called Mechitzel Tainug? Meaning, it's a good question. What's the heter of mikvah? Is the heter of mikvah is not, it's mitzvah so necessary, or because whatever's done for ritual purposes is not Tainug? Simple shot is we don't say whatever's done for ritual purposes is not tainug, because then it would be mutter for anyone to go to the mikvah during Avelis. So pashtus we see here, that any mechitzah shall tainug unless, or is the klal the isser unless it's necessary. That's pashtus.
Could one make herself very like dirty, or is it still different?
Well, no, because she'd have to shower to riu chatzitz. She'd have to do chafifa anyway, then it wouldn't help. And then she raised all dirty again, she has to know the coffee. Yeah, that's not going to work. Against the rules of logic. Agav, the Taz here quotes that the Maharam was once a sandik during Shloshim, and he bathed, says, it's a big yanta for me, a sandik. But the Taz there, I think, points the Gilyam Arshah on the bottom. Sorry, that's what the Taz quotes. The Gilyam Arshah on the bottom points out, let me read you the Gilyam Arshah. Because it's a chumrah b'yamo, what should be din amashma da aser? Says, what's aser? Din is aser even for a sandik. The heter of sandik, meaning, is only for things that are minhag, like rechitza for Ashkenazim or shloshim. But a haircut during shloshim, there would be no heter. That is a real din. That's the general rule. This sort of semi, a holiday of a sandik and a father for a bris, that's matir, things that are minhagim, but not matir, things that are din. Okay, continuing. For a lot of things, yeah. But new iser, makeup. There's an iser of makeup for Avelu. Isha, lo tikhov, lo tefarkes, may have located. Let me discuss exactly what tikhov, tefarkes is. We're not getting into it. Let's assume they're kinds of makeup and there's examples of makeup. A woman in Avelus cannot put on makeup for how long? Shekol elo asurim kirchitza. Now here it's tricky. If we just stopped here, we think for how many days is it aser? Kirchitza, the Mechaber is talking. Yep. 7 days. However, the Shach already points out here that if you keep up, if you read more, you'll see that it's Lavdavka. It says Eish Ish in Yisrael Tok Shiva. Oh, and Eish Ish is only aser for 7 days. The Mashma says someone else is aser for 30 days. So it's clear that the Isser is Shloshim for a full 30 days. A woman can't put on makeup for a Avelus for a full 30 days. unless she falls into one of the exceptions. Now, maybe most women fall into one of the exceptions, but if Mara the Shach is correct, because if it was only us for 7 days, I would say, Mara the Shach, they have to after 7 days. Obviously, it means everyone else is also for 30 days. So that's what we pass is Isser for Shulshim. Who has a heter? Heter what? Isha in a Surah Tok Shiva, while Akhra Shiva Mutaris, but called Nisha Lotskanal Baila. A married woman is only also during Shiva after Shiva Mutar, so she won't look ugly to her husband. So that's a heter one. A married woman is Mutar after Shiva. Heter two. Kala, she were able to Shulshim and Lotskanal Baila, Mutaris, Lotskanal Baila, Tok Shiva. A Kala, the first 30 days of marriage, she has to be extra beautiful for her husband because they haven't cemented the bond as much yet. Therefore, even during Shiva, she is a heter of makeup. And heter three, in the Parsha, Bogeres She'ira Evel, a Bogeres over 12 and a half is already in the Parsha and already getting a little bit late. Abalkevan She'omedes Linase, She'ira Evel, Kimshomedes Linase, since she needs to get married, she's in the Parsha. Muteres Bekichol Perkos, Abalasur Bechitzas Chaman Kogufa, she's mentioned Muteres in, she is a special heter. And what is the special heter of the Bogeres? It says Muteres. Sounds like even during Shiva. Meaning the heter of Bogeres of in the Parsha is even more than the heter of Eishes Ish, because she has to get married. But she's not allowed to bathe her body in hot water, bathe her whole body in hot water. All the Nosei Kalim here have trouble with this line, but Rabbi Akiva Eger deals with it in the Pesukei Teshuva, quotes Chassam Sofer about it here. What do you mean? During Shiva, what do you mean only usher in hot water her whole body? It's usher even in cold water your whole body, and hot water even just your hands. And while you could have made bid chidushim, all of the achronim assume that it means birchitzas chamin, even hands, or kol gufa, even in cold water, even though you might have to add a word to Ramah, meaning she's a regular isser birchitza, nara available, she's only nara, less than 12 and a half, so she's not an old maid yet, asura fil b'hil b'pirkos, has no heter whatsoever, because she is not in the parsha. So basically, this isser applies to very few people for 30 days. For a new kala, it doesn't apply at all. For a married woman, no matter how long she's been married, it only applies for Shiva. And for an eligible bachelorette, it doesn't apply at all. So who does it apply to? Only to little girls. Not to little girls, because they're cut on his pots of Ravelis. So only to 12-year-olds and 12-and-a-half-year-old girls who are old enough to be chayv and avelus, but young enough to not be in the parsha, it doesn't apply to them. Then they have an isser of makeup for 30 days. So what about nowadays? So I've seen some very, very frum books nowadays that say, well, we're very frum. We can't chas v'shalom be reform and change what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, any girl who's 12 and a half is in the parsha and is a heter put on makeup from day one of avelus. But that doesn't seem so logical. Pashut pshat is that nowadays you have more girls. Look, halavai, only very, very old people should have to sit shiva. But, you know, in the way of the world, you never know. Nowadays, the girl is 14 in ninth grade. She's not in the parsha. Give me a break. What do you mean? When she's in the parsha, when she's 19, someone's going to say, she looked really bad during the shiva. So, no one will be interested. Hard to imagine. Right, so pashut pshat is that it means nowadays you have to translate into our social reality in the parsha. If a girl is a teenager in high school, she's not in the parsha, then she has no heter whatsoever. If a girl is in the parsha, then okay, maybe this should give us all a little bit of a mussar as to how concerned Chazal were that once you're in the parsha, you're not wasting any time. So after all, say, won't everyone forget how I looked in a few months? Okay, who says you should wait a few months? Nowadays there would be a heter. For a girl, but I think Michael's absolutely right. You're not going to matter a 12 and a half year old girl now. Basically, in Halavai, 12 and a half year old should have said Shiva, but we all know what happens. You're not going to matter a 12 and a half year old girl now. That's not in the parsha. The heter is only for someone who is in the parsha. Yesh La'ayin exactly, what's the gedra of who's in the parsha, who's not in the parsha? What about a 90 year old lady who's not interested, she's not in the parsha. Do you say a little plug? Sometimes 9-year-old ladies need to get married, I think for sure someone who has not yet started dating is not in the parsha, and I don't think we can make this heter for him. Personally, if you ask me, I think this heter is not necessarily a chiyum for everyone. Let's say you have a 20-year-old girl who's in the parsha, but she's not also makbid on makeup. No, not every 20-year-old girl goes out with a lot of makeup. It often depends what circles you travel in. you know, let's say she's a 20-year-old, you know,
Israeli.
A stark Israeli who's like, she doesn't believe in these things, then I don't know if there'd be a heter. She doesn't feel the need to put on makeup all the time anyway. I don't know if there'd be a big heter. But Lemaisa, you know, you can, you know, maybe in some circles it works differently. In any case, by the Ashes Ish, you know, I would not. In general, by the Nar in the Parsha, you know, I don't think you have to run to use this heter, but it's mutter if someone is in the Parsha, they want to avail themselves of it. By the married women, you know, I would not run to be machmer on them. The heter is after Shiva, use the heter after Shiva. You know, never hurts to be machmer shalom bias. By the Kala, the heter from day one, use the heter from day one, never hurts to be machmer shalom bias. But, you know, I certainly would not be makel for the 14-year-old. You know, I'm not that far. Okay. And what? Sometimes it's I can't even start relating to that statement. Okay, Shin Pei Beis. Answer Nilas Asandol Avel. Asher Benia Avel Asher Nilas Asandol. Right? We know shoes. Asher Dafka Shal or only leather counts as shoes in Alacha Avel. And Pilya Shal Beged or Shal Gemi or Shal Seir or Shal Eit Mutter. But a sock of a clothing that's made of cloth or of reeds or of hair or a wooden clog is mutter in millet elishal or it's only called a shoe if it's leather, you know, eat some kubo or usser. If it's leather coated wood, then that counts as leather and it is usser. This is the generally accepted minhag olam that only leather counts as a shoe. The Beis Hillel here in the small print quotes from the, how do we know that only leather counts as shoe? We learned from Hilchos Yom Kippur, where the Gemara darshes it from a pasuk in Maseches Yoma. He says, then it should be the same as Yom Kippur. The Bach in Hilchos Yom Kippur said you shouldn't wear any kinds of shoes. Sounds like there's machlokes, even no socks. Lemaisa, we know there's a big machlokes in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The two main shitas nowadays are the minhag olam that you can wear any shoes that aren't leather, and the machmir mishmer says mal nefesh we machmir, some are machmir. They quoted recently from Rav Yosha. You never know what it means. They quoted from Rav Yosha in the last few years of his life, like Baal Peh. They quoted that Rav Yosha was machmir, or was machmir, but at least gave, you know, some encouragement to be machmir. Some people say you shouldn't wear comfortable shoes, you know, if they feel like real shoes, even if they are, even if they're not leather. Okay, you know, Kippur, that's machlokas, and Tisha B'Av, that's machlokas. Navelis, it would also be the same machlokas. Okay, the machmirim would say, even if they don't go as far as the Bach and say you have to be barefoot, but at the very least not to wear comfortable shoes that happen to be not leather. And the minigolem is to be makel, and to wear even comfortable shoes as long as they're not leather, even though the spar of the minigolem is a little hard to figure out. Because, like, if they're great shoes, and nowadays we know how to make wonderful shoes that aren't leather, like, why should that be okay? You know, is it just the Xeris HaKasa that somehow in the Olamas HaYonin leather does something to one of the spheros during Avelis? And the Pashtus, it sounds like it's just a matter of comfort. Even though the Minigolum is a Chiddush, Lamaisa, that's the Minigolum. What? Personally, hopefully we shouldn't have a velus, but I personally do not wear shoes on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. Because it's a, you know, there's definitely good reasons to be mad.
But we wear socks.
But I do wear socks.
Yeah.
But I do wear socks.
Ramam is not very
much. Ah, okay. This is Ramam of the Shitase, that he likes things to make common sense. He's a few shitas. One of them is he likes things to make common sense. One of them is he likes to be makel, and one of them is he likes things to make common sense. And the third one is he likes things to match science, to not go against science. Sometimes some of those clash. Like here, you have to be machmir to fit common sense. And often when the clash between the makel and common sense, or between makel and fitting with modern science, he'll be machmir. That's his general mahalach psak. So this is one of these cases. One of these rare cases where Velamed is machmer more than Minigola. Okay. Base. But again, it is a pretty widespread Minigola to Makel, whether it makes common sense or not. Base, Chaya, meaning a woman who gave birth, it's very hard. She can get sick if her feet are cold. And therefore, again, it's similar. If you're going to get sick without shoes, it's mutter. Nowadays, what do women do after they give birth? Usually they just find some non-leather shoes and do like the minig olam. But theoretically, if she had only leather shoes and it would be make her sick to get cold, then it would be mutter. And likewise, we assume, again, nowadays you have non-leather shoes. But let's say someone only had leather shoes. They're in desert island with only leather shoes, and they have some physical problem, health problem, where you know it would be bad for them to not have shoes. Then we'd be makel like Zechaya. But again, nowadays we'd just be makel to wear non-leather shoes. Call other mutter than mutter shoes becomes akrav. Everyone can wear shoes if they're afraid of being stung by a scorpion. If it's a matter of sakana, that makes a lot of sense. Says the Taz. Another example: what if someone has to go to the Tsar? Someone has to go to the Goyish ruler, right? Again, nowadays I assume we could call the Goyish governor in America and say, "Sorry, I'm sitting shiva. You know, can we reschedule?" But there are countries nowadays who still probably can't do that. So then they had no choice. They go without shoes, then they might get in trouble with the Tsar, and that's also sakana. So then he says it's also mutter. But he makes an interesting aura, which is brought down the mountain of Sfar, and the Shtas have gotten Aleph. What if you have to go in front of the Tsar in these other cases? You should put like sand in your shoe to make it uncomfortable. Even when you have a hatter, because of sakana, you still put something in your shoes to make it uncomfortable. Okay, and that's what's brought down in the mountain of Sfar. Again, nowadays, usually people just wear non-leather shoes, and then certainly won't be somech on minigol in the case of sakana when it's mutamaker did b'chlal. Dalit avil menuda.
Is there something one's wearing on leather shoes?
I don't know if one has to be so machmir, meaning in that case. Okay, we don't be so machmir. Is it sad?
You can add and only barefoot, which is better.
The point is, if they're scorpions, you shouldn't go barefoot.
No, I'm saying regular Yom Kippur now, using this tax.
Oh, no, a regular Yom Kippur, I think, either wear your non-leather shoes or go without shoes. We don't use this tax. That's too weird. Dalit Avil Menuda. Menuda is not our topic. We just haven't seen the same halacha and in the same brace as it brought down. On the highway, on the road, because you'll get hurt a lot if you don't wear shoes on the road. Okay, so you heal the ear, but when you get to the city, right, the highway is like very tough roads. You get hurt if you don't wear shoes. In the city, it's nice roads. You can walk barefoot in the city. Cholzen, you take it off. And Yesh Omer, that if it's a Goyish city, you keep your shoes on until you get to the Jewish ghetto, because the Goyim, it's not exactly clear. I need to consult the story or something. The Goyim will make fun of us, the Rishos HaGoyim. It sounds like, you know, if the Jews do something weird, then the Goyim will start up with them and it could lead to sakana. The Jews had to be very careful not to do anything weird that could eventually lead to sakana, to the Rishos HaGoyim. And what's the Rishos? They'll start making fun of the Jews, they'll start up with the Jews, and they'll lead to one thing, will lead to another. So therefore, it's better safe than sorry when it comes to anti-Semitism. This is Yesh Bishomer, says the Shach, this is our minhag. You know, you have to worry about anti-Semitism. What about nowadays? I don't know. Maybe it depends where you live. Which we already said. Remember, they said that technically it's the cemetery is out of town. You could wear the shoes home to the cemetery because it's the highway out of town. But the minig is to be machmer anyway. Then there was a Gemara that says, for parents, you're folates. And for other relatives, you don't have to be folates. And most of the farshim says that means cholates, meaning a cholates kasi, bearing your shoulder, right? But the kolba, the roskayim, which are really more or less the same, the maharam quoted a shita that it meant cholates shoes. You have to take off your shoes for parents and not for others. He talks about on two and from the cemetery. The Rama says, Yesh Omer and Malu, home from the cemetery, you have to go barefoot for parents. And I don't see that we have no such word for parents. We assume when it says on parents, you have to be cholates, means bare your shoulder in the old days, which we don't have that many anymore. Even here, it's unclear. What does he mean? Some people are machmir for parents, and I never saw that midnight. It said earlier, our minhag is for all relatives. You go home from the You go home from the cemetery barefoot. So it could be, if you look in the Shach here, the Shach mentions the idea of Rishas HaGoyim. Maybe there are moments, there's some people who are machmer, even if you're passing the Goya street, to take off your shoes if it's your parents who passed away. And no, we're not machmer on that. We don't want to mess with the Goyim, even for parents. Okay, but in any case, so maybe the chumra for parents in the Goya street, so on the highway, we're machmer for everyone. But we're not machmer. The chumra for parents, but we're not machmer. It's better to not mess with the Goyim. Okay, agav, one thing that comes up in Hilchos.
Is it the minute is for all relatives of take off shoes after they have fun?
Yes, that's what it says in Simon Shanai and Hay. In which case, you wonder. So, what's the Rama saying that we don't have a chomer and a macher for parents? We have a chomer macher for everyone. So, that's why I think you're like in the Shach. And the other says that means talking about the minhag that we're macher for all relatives is behind. But in the Goya street, we're not macher for any relatives, not even parents. Some people want us to be macher for parents in the Goya street, but no, we never mess with the Goya. Agav, one issue that comes up in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av is, does an Avil say Sha'asoli Kol Tzarki? Right? Big Makhlokes that I was on Tisha B'Av. Right? Also, like Kol Tzarki is talking about shoes. So does an Avil say Sha'asoli Kol Tzarki? He's also in shoes. Okay, Ayin in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Tafkof Nun Dalid, L'maisa, the Minhag Olam is, the mainstream Minhag Olam is, that on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur we say Sha'asoli Kol Tzarki, the Avil also says Sha'asoli Kol Tzarki. Even though he's not wearing shoes. Okay, Shin Pei Gimel. Eser Tashmish Hamita. Avol Aser Tashmish Hamita. Avol B'Shardvar Korva Mutter. Afilim Zikas HaKosa Tzasamitra HaKosa Tzapanev Yodav Raglav. That's actually the, you know, the one of the main contexts of how do we know these three are Chiba, that we say it's even Mutter during Avelos, right? These three things are Aser Anida are even, are still Mutter during Avelos. Why? Lachor of Shad is because the veil sun is covered. Needed the shakaris that were gold. Lots of Yisurim. Even the Mezikas HaKos said, HaKos HaPanagrari, you got the Viraglum and Asas HaMita. But a veil is only, we pass can only get it into Rabbanan. So therefore, they weren't gozer so many chumras. There's an Yisur Tashmash, but they weren't gozer everything else Atum Tashmash. And obviously, Kol Shekate is much better to pass things than all the other Harchakos. Basically, we don't have an Yisur of Harchakos during Nida during Avelos. Why? Because Avelos is not Mr. Kare, so they weren't gozer so many harfakos. Bame Avelos Yuday, Bame Avelos Yuda, whether it's he's an Avel or she's an Avel. Okay, the Shach's discussion, which is the bigger Kiddush. Doesn't matter. No matter who's the Avel, the halacha is the same. We'll skip the Ramah for now. Muteris Lechli Mabakara, right? Meaning eating the same plate, the same table, even eating the same plate as Mutter. All the harfakos are Mutter, but Taurus, Lishin Mo, Hubavigdo, Vivigdo. They even allow sleep together on the same bed if they're wearing pajamas. What's the diuk here? The diuk is very clear. The Shach says, you know, the Shach said, one harchaka is aser. That's sleeping on the same bed without pajamas. Okay, that's common sense that's like the worst harchaka. And he says, if you've seen our mafsef, even if they have underwear, you know, but if they're not wearing pajamas, then sleeping together without pajamas, that's so close to Tashmish, that's Usher. Not only that, the principle that we tell the Nazir, go far away from the vineyard. Therefore, we're a little more Machmir. We say they shouldn't sleep in the same bed at all. So, says the Machaber, there's one Harchaka that's no way, they shouldn't sleep in the same bed. Right? What we call nowadays separating the beds. That's the one hachaka that is no egg, because that's obviously very close to Tashmish. Mm-hmm. However, there are what?
Right, it's separate beds. You have to put the same bed.
No, just like Nida. Same as Nida. Same gedder as Nida. There are mat brings a big chomer. Well, chiba k'nishak, yesh lehachmir. Says there are mat. Nope, you should be mat for a second hachaka. Chibuk v'nishak. Okay, this is a right hugging and kissing, meaning that's more than just these hatsos amita and the passing and et cetera. And that is a Ravini Yerucham. He says, well, the Ramban and many of all the Rishonim said it's mutter, except Ravini Yerucham says it's aser. And the Ramah says, Yish lahachmer, we should be machmer and chibuk v'nishak for Ashkenazim. There will be Kivit Inger brings a right of this. He says that he found printed in a book of some Zalman, I'm not sure who he is, that he found this in the Targum to Koheles, Eis lachabot ve'eis lachot mechabek. The Tanya Mahal says, when is eis lachot mechabek? To Nahon? During Shiva. Okay. Yeish la'ayin, we're not getting to the sugya now, but there's a big, big sugya exactly what's shot in the Targum to Megillah. Because we know Chazal didn't have Targum to Megillos, right? Remember? Unkelos Hager wrote whatever exactly he wrote or re-instituted whatever the Targum to Chumash. Yonas and Zeal wrote Targum to Navi, and then he had a Havmin to write to Ksuvim, and a Baskol told him, you're not letting me Targum to Ksuvim. So it seems from Pashas Shas that it's not Orthodox Judaism to Targum to Ksuvim. We have in our possession Targum to many of the Ksuvim. Megillus, I think the Gros Gadolos print Targum, if I recall correctly. And it's very, very controversial. You know, what's shot in the, there's a few things in the Targum to some of the Megillus that don't exactly match our Orthodox halacha. So there's a big debate both among the Achronim and among the historians. You know, are those like authentic Orthodox Masorah, or maybe those come from other sects, etc.? We're not Nevatar Masorah. It's not like an Unkelos or Yonos of New Zealand, which say, well, here's a Tana. Very unclear where they come from. Very unclear how much we saw on them. This is one of the interesting cases where Rabbi Kiva Eger actually quotes a Targum to Koheles, and as a good thing, so we see from here, they thought one could be Soma from the Targum to Koheles. But it's very controversial. Because we're not exactly sure who wrote any of these Targumim and whether one should rely on them for halacha. Okay, but this is the interesting makar, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he relies on the Targum to Koheles for halacha to support the Rambah. Okay, Sfardim say, we never heard of such a thing. No way, no how, no Sfardim would ever be Mount Rakhiba Benishik during Avelos. But the mainstream Ashkenazi psak is Yesh Lahachmer is a funny lashon. You know, it doesn't say it's an Isser Dummer in your Russia into Nivea Veira, Yesh Tachmir. This is a.
Is there anything to learn to distinguish between different types of people?
It's hard to distinguish. Lemaisa, this is a very sensitive, controversial issue nowadays. A lot of people don't like the Sumra. For very, very understandable reasons. You know, if it was, you know, okay, I'll be a little bold. If it was like a Pasha Isser and Shas, and you know, Ramah says Ein L'shamus Yas and Alpi Batikin, etc., then Michael would just make fun of all those people who want to be Mekel, and I would sort of, you know, go along, you know, with the usual Michael says what we think, although we shouldn't say it. Over here, you know, Yesh Lahachmir is, you know, is a little bit more of an ambiguous lashon. Clearly, Yesh Lahachmir is Yesh Lahachmir, but it also doesn't mean that someone who's Mekel is an Avarian. You know, I would not, you know, if someone asked me what to do, I would clearly tell them Ramah, but I would not make a fight or issue of this nowadays. You know, those want to be Mekel and not do the Yesh Lahachmir of the Ramah. I certainly would not make an issue of it, because I think for Yesh Lahachmir of the Ramah, it's definitely not worth making an issue of for those who, you know, would really be difficult for them to cobble this Yesh Lahachmir. It's not like, you know, they're going against the Mefurish Chazal. So Lemaisa, those who are Mekel are Mekel. You know, someone who wants to know the halacha lechachila, Yesh Lahachmir. But I wouldn't make a fight about it. Okay, but Medvar Ramurim, yeah.
That's specific to this because of the emotional component, or any Yesh Lahachmir that's not based on Shas, there
So I think any Yesh Lahachmir, you know, you have to think twice for making a fight over. But I think particularly this one, you know, it's not going to go over well with a lot of people nowadays. And, you know, I'm not going to rewrite the halacha based on what goes over well with a lot of people. But, you know, I feel like this isn't certainly not something worth fighting over. You know, whoever wants to know the halacha wants to know the halacha. Whoever doesn't want to know the halacha, you know, that's I'm not going to go around trying to preach them this.
Were there any other actions after those two who were part of the Dhamma Dhamma after? Like, Shamanara seems like it's what you have, or is it just really a...
That's an interesting question. On the page, all I notice is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Obviously, Sfardim, we got a few of the generations saying this, not the craziest thing we ever heard. But again, it's either they're Sfardim. You have Rabbi Akiva Eiger here, who supports the Rambam. And you don't really have a lot of other people commenting on this on the page. From what I've seen of the like later Ashkenazi posts, and they just quote the Rama and you know and move on.
Spire are hung to see each other anyway, it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah. Okay, so Lamaisa, you know, it's a lot that's difficult for people to cobble nowadays, you know, and certainly given that it's a Yesh Lahachmir, you know, it's it could be that discretion is the better part of valor here. So Tisha B'Av, the Ramah is not mefurish about this in Tisha B'Av at all. The Ramah is not mefurish about this in Tisha B'Av at all. The Mishnah Berurah talks about Tisha B'Av. So the chalak in the daytime and the nighttime, he suggests that maybe at nighttime one should keep our chakos because nighttime is the time of Tashmish, and daytime, then okay, by the time the night comes, there won't be Tisha B'Av anymore anyway. So he's not mafur about that. You know, they're also, it's not even a Ramah. But it's probably easier for people in the Kaaba, you know, Tisha B'Av. They understand, okay, Tisha B'Av is a night. You're supposed to go out of your way. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, everybody call correctly, I pull the lashon, I can't tell you what Sivkatan, that a night at Tisha B'Av wants to be Machmer in our Chakos, but during the day, he's not Machmer. Okay, Beiv, Amed, Rav Shar, Beilos. Okay, this ties into Simon Shin Ben Beis, if I recall correctly, which we didn't go into. What does he say here? He says, when you have this special heter that we really don't practice nowadays, that, you know, the father of the groom or the mother of the bride passed away, we put the mace in a room and have the wedding anyway, and then we have the Shivas Yimei Mishnah and Shivas Yimei Beilos, when we use this special heter, then we have to have a special isser to make up for the special heter, meaning we use the special heter, we let them get married with the dead body in the next room. And we let them then have the whole Sheva Brachas before sitting Shiva. Then, to make sure that they're not to Mekel, we make an Isur Yichud. Not like it was an Isur Yichud before B'ir Shona, even after B'ir Shona. We got to the B'ir Shona, make an Isur Yichud after B'ir Shona. The only time we have a husband and wife who were together once and will be together again in the future and just have to wait a certain amount of time and have an Isur Yichud is in this case, because since we made such an extra special heter, we have to give him an extra Isur Yichud for 14 days. Shivas Yimei Mishnah and the Shivas Yimei Avelos in order to make up for it. Okay, details we're not going to get into, but the notes again point out. A regular heter, we don't say this. Like if Shivas pushed off by Yontif, that's a regular heter. We don't make an Isur Yichud. Even the Manda Amar, that there's an Isur Tashmish. Okay, Shin Pei Dal, Talmud Torah. Avel called Shivas Yamen. Aser Likros, Maturnavi Maksuma, Mishigmar, Lachs Bagados. He's not allowed to learn Torah, just like Tisha B'Av, right? Vim Rabin Tzvichalim, there's a special heter for the Rabin. Vim Rabin Tzvichalim, Islami Mutter. Talmud Torah for the Rabin, there's a special heter. Ubilvachal Yamaturgamah, but if he does give a shear to the Rabin need him. Nowadays, it's hard to imagine the case with the Rabin or Tzvichalim so much. You know, we have a lot of modern communication and transportation, a lot of rabbis, you know, if one rabbi is sitting Shiva, then there's another rabbi available at the stop. You know, maybe in those days, this guy's the only rabbi for, you know, 100 kilometers around, and what else are you going to do? Maybe the rabbi would need him. You know, it's going to be Pesach, and they don't have a kasha their kelim. What are they supposed to do? Right, nowadays, it's hard to imagine this hetter. Or the rabbi street, just, you know, I don't know, put someone else on a train and bring them in. Or zoom them. But if the rabbin tzrichim lo, then it's mutter, but with a shinoi. Lo yamid torgamah. He can't make a torgamah. Like he tells one guy and that guy announces it. No, he can't make a torgamah. Ella, because that's already more than general. Rather, should indirect. He should tell someone, the other guy should tell the torgamah, and the torgamah should then say it out loud. That way he does it with a shinoi. He's like one level more direct. To show that it's still Avelos, I don't know what they put me nowadays. He shouldn't talk in the microphone. He should tell someone else. The other guy should say in the microphone. And the Ramah, which is very controversial, or he should say it by himself without a Maturkalan. Okay, this is, again, you know, we don't have a Maturgamon nowadays. Anyway, some of the Achronim, not on the page here, but some of the Achronim say the Darkei Moshe sound the opposite, like if he does it himself, it's even worse than it. And Maturgamon says more direct. Here, the Ramah seems the same. The Ramah seems to be a free. No. Going through Maturgamon is like the normal way. That is showing nothing's different. But if he darshan by himself, when he usually has Maturgamon, that's different. The stomach's voice is not so strong, so it comes out chalash. If he does indirectly Maturgamon, it's different. It just has to make a shinui.
So now.
What?
Now, the Ramah is going on.
If he talks into the microphone, then it's hard to imagine that Ramah's kula would apply. Correct. The Yochel Lipsik is v'hetter liyachna sholso me'na acher elohu v'tzrichalo. Likewise, the special hetter for Talmud Torah, basically when you're stuck, when necessary. Right? If there's a machlokis, what if he is some other profession and it's necessary for the Rabbin, etc. And the most hetter for Ramah. It's only hetter for Talmud Torah for the Rabbin, or if the Yochel needs it. And the only guy knows how to pass it. Someone has a shayla. Then what's he supposed to do? He's allowed to paskin, but he can't give shear to the talmidim. That's a big machlokes. If you look at the Beis Yosef, Derek Moshe, Chayin Dogim, Afishish Mekilim. Okay, so big one. What about giving shear to talmidim? Does that count as Rabbi Tzrichim Lo? Or no, then shear to Rabbi Tzrichim Lo is the community, but shear to talmidim, there's no heter. So how about giving shear to talmidim? So we paskin the chumer that he can't give shear to the talmidim. However, interestingly, what about that's Talmidim? What about Tinokos? What about little kids? Remember Tinokos, at least Rabban was even more important than building the Beis HaMikdash, etc. So says the Taz. That the Tinokos can be make a list for 3 days. He starts saying Talmidim, then he moves into Tinokos. Clearly, that's what he's talking about. The Shach says even more than that. The Shach ends up cutting. Abayis says, Tinokos is Dabar Ha'aved. If the Tinokos don't learn, they're not telling me who can learn on their own. And Rabban Tzrichalo, and it seems to be a Heter Gomer. Pasha, the Shach is a Heter Gomer. The Aruch HaShofam Pasha, like the Shach, for Lamde Tinokos, even the first day, that's a Dabar Ha'aved, and a Rabban Tzrichalo, and the Tinokos and Rabban are more important than anything else in the world. And therefore, he was, Mekel. Therefore, he's Mekel. That's so interesting. It says the Gilyan Marsha, right? The dose, little dose of reality, says the Gilyan Marsha. Says, even if you could bring in a substitute, kids never learn to use a substitute. Give me a break. You've never been in school, you know what happens when there's a substitute. Yeah, I remember when this the reason I almost didn't go to Chinuch when I was learning the Beis Medrash. The MTA in those days was very, very professional. And so what happens when a Rebbe called in sick? Or like half their day, and like this would just pay them like, you know, a few pennies and the real job was their shul. So whenever like some official died at the funeral, they didn't come to cheer. Because like didn't pay them enough to make it their main job. So the head of Jewish Yaya, the head of Jewish studies, would go to the Beis Medrash and just look for, like, look around people's faces, see who looked like a sucker, and say, you know, can you give shir this morning and substitute? It's very, very important. Be a sucker once is mutter. Twice already is a problem. Right? Isn't there a pitgam like that? Like an ancient Japanese pitgam or something, right? One shame on them, get taken advantage of one, shame on them, taking advantage of a second time, shame on you, right? Anyway, so that was, you know, clearly the worst penal experience of my life trying to be a substitute in MTA. Anyway, so Gilyan Marsha already knew that. I have to admit, the halacha is like pretty bar. Milan, they Tinokos, they know Shema, they go to Shira and they teach. I have no idea what they do in Zilberman's nowadays, but I've never seen this practiced in the modern world. Have you seen the practice in the modern world?
I heard from the Shechter
thought that they can't. Shechter thought they should. Okay, that's not the same as seeing in practice. That's just what Shechter thinking, in theory.
Somebody asked, but
I wonder what the person did. Anyway, Lemaisa, let's be very honest. We live in a different world, you know, maybe for better or for worse, maybe for worse. Once upon a time, no one ever missed work, Bichlal. There's no such thing as missing work.
Nowadays, there are vacation days and there are sick days and there are this and that. And, you know, nowadays our lifestyle is very, very different. Again, I know what they do in Zomerins, but I would imagine that nowadays, given that we have our vacation days, our sick days, and our, you know, our Bina Zmanims and our this and our that. If the Rebbe would be in Shiva and go in to teach the, you know, the fourth graders, it would be a Dover, you know, Tamua. Even though that's the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. I guess Rav Schechter says he should go in and teach his fourth grade shiur. But I think it would be a little strange nowadays. Okay, so Rav Schechter said he should go in, and that's the halacha. That's the strict halacha. Lemaisa, I don't think we do that nowadays.
There's probably after 3 days the Dabar Amid for their Torah. After 3 days of the Dabar Amid on the Torah.
Even before 3 days. Yeah, but I haven't seen it done nowadays. I think people consider it weird.
And Baba, we call the Tom Torah things Dabar Amid.
Yeah, and Enochanami. I'm just saying that, you know, Enochanami, but I haven't seen it done nowadays. Even maybe, truthfully, maybe we disagree with the Gilly Marsha, although he seems to have a good svara. What's his svara? His svara is Af sheyesh rav acher hein lo ya'inu kol kach b'fnei rav she'inu kavu alehem. That's a delicate way of saying that. Anyway, I don't know. Tzarech, you and I just haven't seen it done nowadays. But you're maybe, you know, theoretically, Rav Schechter's right. I just haven't seen it done. I just haven't seen it done. But again, that's talking about, you know, Gushvay's Rabba, you know, Rosh Hashiva. That's the Ramah. Lomar halach l'tomidim, we're machmer. Tomidim will learn. Maybe they'll look better without shir. Im ha'abel kohen base. That's an interesting question. I mean, what if you're, you know, I'm not going to start naming names, but you're not a Raman Karen B'yavne, you're a Raman, you know, whatever. And the guys aren't going to learn Bechlal. They'll maybe learn a few minutes if the Rebbe comes. They're not going to learn Bechlal if the Rebbe doesn't come. It's still not Tinoko Shabbos Rabban. Again, nowadays, could you really imagine the Rebbe coming in during Shiva to, you know, one of these American Shana Aleph programs?
Is it needed to define Tinoko Shabbos Rabban or knowledge?
It's a good question. Maybe less. I think it's something about age also. Although Yesh Lion. Okay, all good questions. Well, it's not gonna tell you the mice are being days. I never saw anyone going to give shiur during Shiva. Although Misvara, I hear what you're saying. You know, if you're in one of these Shana Aleph programs, that's our equivalent of Tinoko Shabbos Rabban, maybe. Meaning not in terms of Hevel Peh Shein Bochet, but in terms of, you know, needing to get them started in Judaism. Yesh la'ayin, but lemaisa, you know, the minhag is the minhag. Interestingly, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and later on the Pesachei Tshuva is going to quote this in Hilchos Avilos B'Yontif Shin Sadi Tes from the Sefer Das Eish, that on Yontif there's a Hefer Talmud Torah, even though we pass in Dvar Shvitzin our Nohei. On Yontif, there's a Hefer Talmud Torah. Interesting, on Shabbos, they don't seem to say the Hefer Talmud Torah, but on Yontif, there's a Hefer Talmud Torah. Why is there a Heter Talmud Torah Yontif? Has something to do with Simchas Yontif. After all, you could just say because, you know, there's not, some Sofer says it in more grounds that way. Chacham Tzvi, sorry, but I would have said it in a more direct way. Talmud Torah is integral to Yontif because that's the Simchas Yontif is through Talmud Torah, right? What does the Gemara say? That the only reason we don't work on Chol HaMoed is to learn the Torah, and really, you know, we should be Vatel the Isser on Chol HaMoed nowadays, the people just party. But hey, the Chacham Tzvi said the more indirect way, because you should always learn Torah, but during Avelos, you learn the sad parts of Torah, and you're not allowed to learn sad parts of Torah, and therefore you're allowed to learn the happy parts. Okay, Lamaisa, that's the minig's like Chacham Tzvi, that on Yontif, on Shabbos, we keep the Isser of Talmud Torah. But on Yontif, we don't keep the Isser Talmud Torah. To the Simchas Yontif, we don't keep the Isser Talmud Torah. Shabbos, Levin, Chazer, Ruchas, Avei, Nisim. But on Yontif, we don't keep the Isser of Talmud Torah. It's, according to Sakham Tzvi, it sounds like not.
But he says also lomo dvarim ke'ela. It's interesting. Lamaisa, I wonder, like, you know, does he mean it even if you have a bechina or only if someone's an ovel? It's an interesting question. So even like the minig olos, we make the woman of us. You're not getting extension for that. There's no extension for the Chacham Tzvi. Okay, so that's an important halakha ma'isa. Beis imal aval koin veim beis kenes koin acher also lo lalos likros b'torah. Right? Even if he's being only koin, he's not allowed to get an aliyah hamatorah. During Shiva, the aval's not allowed to get an aliyah. Even though you might think ilu nishmas, etc., etc. No, he's not allowed to get an aliyah during Shiva. Because that's Talmud Torah. Even if he's the only Kohen, then he still can't get the Aliyah.
Why is that not the Behesta?
Ah, says the Shach. This is talking about a weekday, says the Shach Sivkat and Gimel. Right? He asked that question. And he answers, the Bachis, and he says, no, this is only on a weekday. But on Shabbos, of course, the other Aval is the only Kohen to get an Aliyah, because it would be available for Hesya. Not only that, you remember the famous story of Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam always got Shtishi. He was Rebbeinu Tam. You know, he was very, very chashuv, right? One of the historians write that they say once there was a big pogrom and the Christians were out to kill Rebbeinu Tam. They almost killed Rebbeinu Tam. What did they say? They said, you killed our Lord, you know, Yashka, so we're going to kill your king. And they wanted to kill Rebbeinu Tam, and by miracle hoping to save. So you see, Rebbeinu Tam was chashuv. Not just in hindsight. At the time, it was borrowed to everyone that he was king of the Jews. It comes with certain sakonas. But that's really my shalayim and days of Rebbeinu Tam. So he always got shlishi. When he was in Shiva, he took shlishi on Shabbos because he said it would be available for Hesya not to call him up. So he always got shlishi. A stam yankel, they don't call him up without available for Hesya. Who gets an aliyah every week? But, you know, for Rebbeinu Tam, Ravadya b'shaito, he always got rishon. Ravadya wouldn't get called up. And that would be Avelos per Hesya, so I'm sure he got called up when he was in Avelos. I never checked, but I'm sure he did, because it's like Rebbeinu Tam. Anyway, so the Kohen, if he's the only Kohen, if there are two Kohanim, it's not available. If he, there's a Kohen there and you say, Yamal, Bimkom Kohen, that's Avelos per Hesya. Didn't Ravadya always get Rishon?
He's a Kohen.
No.
Oh.
He was Ravadya. Chutzpan. You have no Kavanah Torah. You're an Ashkenazi who doesn't have Kavanah Torah. Okay, I swear to have Kavanah Torah. What? He was Ashkenazi. No, it's my focus. We've shown him. I think he always got. It's my focus. We've shown him whether nowadays Big Rav can get. It's also a difference between Sephardim and Ashkenazi, meaning an Ashkenazi Gadol, you imagine like Rechaim Kanievsky. If you would ask Rechaim Kanievsky if he's the Gadol Ador, I'm sure he would say no, Chas v'Shalom. Are you kidding? I'm just a guy who tries to learn. So we read Thomas Ashkenazi. If you ask Rabbi if he's the Gadol Ador, he would say, Chutzpah, slap you in the face for asking the question. What, you have me on that? It's a Bisayin of the Torah. So, okay, maybe it's different than Sephardim and Ashkenazim.
Maybe even during the week, it's you were an no?
Avails for Hesya is good during the week. So it's good for Hesya during the week. That's great. The more avails for Hesya during the week, the more covenant makes. Okay, Gimel. If there's no one who knows how to be chazen besides the avail, he is allowed to daven for the amud. He is allowed to daven for the amud. Here it sounds a little funny. Shot of the mechaber. This is not based on a gemara. This is based on a shut rush. That if there's no one who knows how to daven but him, it's okay. Sounds like an avel's not allowed to be a chazan, right? Isn't that what it sounds like? It's also for an avel to be a chazan. But if the rabbin tzrichim lo, then it's mutter. Okay, this is very different than we're used to. We think it's a mitzvah for the Avel to be a chazan, right? So says the Aruch HaShulchan here in Se'if Ches. He says, Mutter l'spalo b'lifnei ha'amod, and it's even a mitzvah, because it's Yachas Ruch l'neshama. What does it mean in Se'if Gimel? It says the says the Aruch HaShulchan, Har Beit Gedolim disagree with this, but Harvey says, Adrava, it's not only B'shas HaChaki Namar B'Yom, but it's better for him to daven B'Yom. Now, to mention that, he says, we don't necessarily even violate this Mechaber. Mechaber says, you motzi the Rabbah. Nowadays, the Chaz is not motzi the Rabbah, everyone daven's on their own. He just leads them in Kaddish Kedushat Baruch. They say all the brachos on the tefillos on their own. So maybe even the Chaber would have been. Nowadays, but in any case, the minhag is not like the Mechaber. Mechaber sounds like only for stuff. The minhag is not like the Mechaber. Then, no, it's better for the Avol to daven for the Omah because it brings an Eloi to the Neshama. Adar Mo, Mitzvahs Fal Shach for Arv Mokha Shabbat Shama, Fil Ein Avil. He says the place where the mitzvah, even if there's no avelim, it's good to have a minion there during Shiva because it's good for the neshama. Nowadays, the mitzvah often dies in a hospital, so it's not so shy. You can't say, oh, we're going to room 601 and we're going to make a minion there during Shiva. It doesn't work. But let's say the mitzvah died at home and there are no avelim. It's still a mitzvah to make a minion there to bring an nachas ruach or to an eloy or to the neshama. But Avol mitzvah for minion, as we mentioned, Avol counts for a minion, right? The only question was in Sudas Avrah. But otherwise, an Avel counts for a minion. Okay, there are some other discussions here in the Pesachei Tshuva he discusses. Does an Avol say Karbanos? Fascinating question. He says, look in the Sifkan Beis, Zichron Yitzchak, he says an Avol doesn't say Karbanos, and he brings two reasons. First, says like Tisha B'Av, right? Meaning Tisha B'Av, there's an Isra Talmud Torah. So the Isra Talmud Torah, you can't say Karbanos, says Talmud Torah. And then he brings the Sefer Chomos Yushalayim, in the name of the Tuah Shor, I assume, that a second reason, because there's a rule in Avel can't actually bring Karbanos. Avel can't bring Karbanos, but he's a Mikdash. During Shiva, he can't like send his Karban. Obviously, he didn't leave home. But bring a Karban to send it and have it brought in his name. He can't bring Karbanos during the Shiva. So the two reasons not to say Karbanos. A, it's Talmud Torah, and B, he's Mofka from Karbanos. What is the Minhag? Lemaisa. What is the minhag? Lemaisa, he says, the Chomos Yerushalayim himself says that the Avol can say, says can say Karbanos, and the Gesher Chaim says the Avol can say the basic Karbanos, just like in Tisha B'Av, we say you shouldn't say all the Karbanos, that's Talmud Torah, you say the basic Karbanos, because that's just part of the Seder Yom Davening. So Lemaisa, our minhag, the Avol says the basic Karbanos, like in Tisha B'Av, you know, he doesn't say the Kiyar and the Trumas HaDesha, and he says he says the Tumid and the Enkelokeinu at the end and the Yisrael Makoman, because that's considered the basic. But some people say Yirotzen and Yisrael Makoman. I think everyone says Yirotzen by the Parshat Tumid in the morning. Some see Yirotzen during Yisrael Makoman. Almost see Yirotzen Yirotzen by the Parshat Tumid. He doesn't say the Yirotzen. Why does that's the difference between Tisha B'Av and Avelus? In Tisha B'Av, you skip the un and the Seder Hamaracha, because that's not the Ikra Din. You only say the basic Karbanos with the Yirotzen. Because there's an Isra Talmud Torah, so you skip the extra Karbanos. You only say basic Karbanos. On Avel, we're taking it on both. A, he skips the extra Karbanos to the Talmud Torah, only says the basic ones. And B, he skips the Yirotzen, because Eina Mishalev Karbanos. So you can't say, let it be as if I brought a Karban. So you're not supposed to say Karbanos. Okay. The Sif Dalid, Avel Mutter, Likros, Be'io, Bikinos, and Dorma Ram, Shiva Yirmiya, right? All the Kinos is... doesn't mean what we call kinos. What does kinos mean? Why would he be kinos? What we call echa, right? And the bad parts of Yirmiya, uve hilchos avelos, behind it, and in hilchos avelos. This is controversial, right? In the Beis Yosef, it only says this about Tisha B'Av. It only says this about Tisha B'Av. The Torah brought a machlokes. The Tosafot says that avel is more chomer, you can't learn any Torah. And the Rush says, no, an Avel is allowed to learn the bad parts, like Tisha B'Av. How do you analyze this machlokes? You could say, just as an Avel more chomer than Tisha B'Av, which is what it sounds like from somebody who's shown. And the Rush says that, no, that's not something. So the real issue is, why is it mutter to learn bad parts of Torah and Tisha B'Av? One shot is because it's not usher in the first place. The Isser of Talmud Torah Simcha, bad parts of Torah not also in the first place for an Avel, for Tisha B'Av. If they're not also in the first place for Tisha B'Av, they're also not also for an Avel. But the Rav said in the second shot, really all parts of Torah should be Isser. Just as a din of in Yonah Diyoma, Helchus Chag B'Chag, and on Tisha B'Av, parts about Puranas and tragedy are in Yonad Yoma. You have to learn in Yonad Yoma Tisha B'Av. After all, we learn Megillas Eichen Shul on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's a kiyum to learn sad things on Tisha B'Av. But an oven is no kiyum to learn sad things, so maybe for an oven should be usher. But Rav analyzed this, says if it's just no isser in the first place to learn sad things with Mukher for an oven, that's what we pass. You say there should be an isser, but the kiyum of Tisha B'Av is Docha the isser. There's no kiyum of Avelos at Hilfus time Bechag like it is on Tisha B'Av. And therefore, it should be also for an oval. The mice, we pass can push it. What's for an oval? All be Gedolim, similar Hilchos Avelos during. Okay, if they're real Gedolim, obviously they can't learn Yirmiyah or Eicha because you get Matanach, Gzera Atutsiyonis. But all Gedolim learn Hilchos, no, real Gedolim, Matanach. All Gedolim learn Hilchos Avelos during Shiva. That's learned by himself. Not to have a whole shir and a shak of a target. That's already simcha. Elim yoshim and osim and osim and other veilos. But other people can sit and learn helpful veilos. The imtom shim sovarava. If the talmidim learn helpful veilos, then the rebbe, if they make a mistake, he can softly correct them without getting into it. But he can't participate in the maso mata. Dwayne of Shoal, he doesn't ask questions. Can't participate in the maso mata. And that's already too much simcha. Of course, Ram Sikhlo, he can even pass in other halachos. Okay, hey, all the shishavanim, you shouldn't make kids stop learning, as the Shach says, because kids don't have a velos, so they should still learn. But going back to Sif Dalid, the Birke Yosef in the small print on the side somewhere says, he says, this heter of a velos will only be kias not ion. He said, I saw a certain gadol who's learning the Ion Nimrat. And then he would make chidushim and write up his chidushim during Shiva. And he said to me, it seems poshut that he did an Aveira. Because being ma'ayin is very simple. What's simple there in Talmud Torah more than being ma'ayin? Who cares ma'ayin in Helchas Avelos or in Helchas Ribis or in Helchas Dayanos or in, you know, whatever. To be ma'ayin in halachos and machadish chidushim, that is a tremendous simcha. Chas v'shal netha, they had all pshat yadir mashmuos. And he found in the Achronim and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Heter's only Bikias, not Ion. That's the Birka Yosef. However, this is controversial. So you do it when the Rav said Shiva. He learned Hilchos Avelos B'Ion, and with Mephalpel, with whoever came to the Shiva called Hilchos Avelos B'Ion. The Orcha Shulchan here already, in Sif Hei, says, the Liner Iker could be also Gadol. I think the Birka Yosef's wrong, and that Gadol, he doesn't say who he is, he doesn't know who he is, was right. And that Gadol who is right, he says, learning Be'in is always better. Learning Be'in is better. Why are you allowed to write? Well, you have to learn Be'in, and then if you inevitably have a finish, then you forget your finish, so you have to write for Dabar Ami. But of course, learning Be'in is better. The Rav also fundamentally disagreed with this Birka Yosef and also Thomas Tisha B'Av. He said, no, Chas v'Shalom, it can't be this halach is what to learn, but not Be'in. It's not learning if you're not learning Be'in. So if he's had to learn it, obviously it needs to be Iyon. Whoever thinks otherwise just doesn't understand what the word learning means. L'maisa, the Birka Yosef says it's an Isher Iyon, but the Archa Shulchan is. He even says that, no, Iyon's not more simple. It's very, very hard. It makes you, makes you work hard. It's not that's just. Anyway, L'maisa, the Rav, and the Orcha Shulchan disagree with this Birka Yosef. Mishabur and Hilchos Tisha B'Av brings this down. It says you should only learn Kiyas on Tisha B'Av, not Be'ion, but the Rav learned Be'ion on Tisha B'Av also. Okay, so it's a machlokas. There are different minhagim. Agav, the rugged charm when he said Shiva, just learn Be'ion stop. Not Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He learned Be'ion all of Shas, whatever he's up to. Bob Basra, he learned Be'ion. The Rav didn't do that. When the Rav, he learned Hilchos Avelos, like it says here. He learned exactly what it said in the Shulchan Aruch. He just didn't do it. It says in the small print, the Birka Yosef, that the Orcha Shulchan disagrees with. Oh, yeah, not so radical. The Orcha Shulchan just learned Kara Gil during Shiva was not Goreis the Shiva whatsoever. Even not getting a haircut for 30 days, though not being for the Orcha Shulchan, never got a haircut. Kayaduma. No one knows why. I think what's that? Anyway, what was shot in the rugged shover? Someone actually went into the rugged shover. Says, "Are you sitting Shiva? Isn't that Beira?" So the rugged shover says that, "Yeah, I'd rather go to Gehenna than not learn Torah." Which could sound a little kfiridic, but the pashtus is that given the rugged shover's bikias, he obviously knew. Hey, everyone in Europe knew every Yerushalmi that was in the Beis Yosef. But the Rav probably knew I'm sure remember Yerushalmi, it would have been the Yerushalmi, if it's Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi gives a heter. Someone says, Lohad Avar Torah, can't stop learning his mutter. Someone can't stop learning his mutter. It's too hard to be Gozer Isser Talmud Torah and someone can't stop learning. So, even though the Beis Yosef did not paskin that in the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef did not paskin that in the Shulchan Aruch, says Beis Yosef, I didn't see the Rishonim bring down the Yerushalmi, so I'm not going to paskin it. Okay, the Rebbe Sherver relied on the Yerushalmi and says he can't stop learning, so he was Mekel. Okay, but I don't know anyone besides the Rebbe Sherver who relied on that Yerushalmi. What? I'm pretty sure he learned on Tishba of Normal also. Yeah. Okay, but I never heard of anyone besides the Rebbe Sherver who did that. That's not what the Rebbe did. The Rebbe said it learned Halachas Avos, did what it said in the Shulchan Aruch. He just didn't do what it said in the Birkei Yosef and some other Achronim, which is Machlokas Achronim. That's not so radical to pass on like one side of Machlokas Achronim. Some people want to bring a right from the Rebbe Sherver that you don't have to follow the halachas to say that right, go to Gehenna and then miss out on learning Torah. But okay, if you know the Rebbe Sherver, he always spoke in exaggerated language. The Talmidim say he was Somek on the Yerushalmi. We'll have to call it a day and continue. Amir Tashem, remember this week, we should have learned Siman Tov Gimel today, because we're going to see Siman Tov Gimel on Tuesday. This week, Amir Tashem, will have the second shiur on Wednesday instead of Tuesday, because Tuesday is the reinterment of her lamb. I really think it is very, very, very proper for, I think they sent that email, for the guys in the kollel to come show kavod to Rabbi Lamb, since he really did, as I mentioned the other day, you know, he kept our yeshiva alive when, you know, the papers were all signed, just waiting to be handed into the judge. And, you know, the night before, he managed to get enough money to keep the yeshiva afloat and to keep YU open. Ad Hayomazeh. He really took YU from a place which every year you were afraid would close to a place where you'd be counted on learning Torah. And not only that, he really beefed up the learning in YU. It didn't used to have a kollel. Ray Miller mentioned his first 2 years of smicha. No, the only option was to like go to graduate school half a day and learn half a day because there wasn't a kollel. And I said, no, we have a kollel. We got to learn all day and really grow and become big talmid chachamim. And he, even though his reputation in the, you know, in the belt in, you know, Brooklyn and Muncie might have been that he was, you know, some super modern, you know, head of YU who was, you know, against all of Torah Judaism because he believed in Torah Mada, but I think the real truth is that he did believe in Torah Mada, but in YU, he pushed the Torah. They already had the Mada, and he pushed the Torah a lot. And he really made it the kind of place that we're familiar with. And he gave us all the opportunities that we have. So I think it'd be proper to show kavod. Anyway, but Mimana Shach, we will reconvene here on Wednesday.